But I don't recall what she called that. It looked like a cheese at first, because when she hung it up on this cheesecloth, and she, all she had to do is peel it, just pull it back, and she just sliced it.
Well, if you think of what she called it,
I can't recall what she called it.
Suppose you kept butter too long. Butter. Yeah, you kept it too long. It didn't taste good. What would you call it? The butter's gotten
spoiled.
Okay. Anything? Any other words you might use?
Well, tarnished, because it turns green if it's kept too long.
Okay. Thick sour milk that you keep on hand is called
buttermilk.
Okay. Or it's really thicker than that. It's kind of
sour cream.
Okay. This is not smooth like the sour cream that you buy at the store. It's kind of
cottage cheese.
It's kind of what is cottage cheese exactly?
It's sour milk and it has lumps.
What do you use to make cottage cheese?
Well, you can use all kinds of salads.
I mean, what do you make cottage cheese from?
Milk, sour milk.
Okay.
They hang it up in gunny sacks.
Yeah.
Small gunny sacks and hang it out in the cellar.
suppose when you first milk the cow, it might have hairs and stuff in it.
You strained it.
Okay. What do you call something that's a, sort of a fruit pie, and it might have like several layers of cherries and dough, and cherries and dough?
Peach cobbler.
Okay. If somebody has a good appetite, you might say, he sure does like to put away his
food.
Okay. And what would you call milk or cream that you mix with sugar and nutmeg, and then maybe you pour it over pie?
Whipping cream. Or sour cream.
Anything else you might call it?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Food that you, that's taken between regular meals you'd call...
In between meals.
Okay, or what would you call the...
Smack.
Okay. Would that be a large or small quantity?
Small quantity.
Okay. And you might say, I will... What breakfast at 7 o'clock?
I will have eggs for breakfast.
Okay, or I will... And then I will what the eggs?
I will eat.
Okay. And let's see. What do you drink when you're just plain thirsty?
Plain old water.
Okay, you usually drink it out of
a glass.
Okay. You might say, that glass fell off the sink and...
Broke.
Okay. You might say, gosh, I didn't mean to...
Break it.
Okay, but somebody has that glass.
Somebody had...
They pushed it off the sink and...
They broke it.
Okay. And if they did, you might say, well, I wonder who has...
Broken it.
Okay. You might say, in the summer, we sure do...
Drink a lot of water.
What?
Drink a lot of water.
Okay. And if I asked you, how much did you drink? You might say, boy, I...
Drank almost a gallon.
Okay. And then you might ask me, how much have you...
Drank.
Okay. And if dinner's on the table and everybody's all standing around, you know, waiting to start, you might say, why don't y'all go ahead and
eat?
Okay, but before you can eat, you've got to tell them to
wash your hands.
Quit standing up and go ahead and
sit down and eat.
Okay. And so then they went ahead and
ate.
Okay, or you say, sit down, and so then they went ahead and
they sit down and start eating.
Okay. And you say, nobody was left standing. They had all
sitting down.
Okay. And if you want somebody not to wait until something kind of food's passed to them, you'd say, oh, why don't you go ahead and
start in.
Okay, or say the potatoes are sitting right in front of him. You say,
help yourself.
Okay. So then he went ahead and
helped himself.
Okay. And then you might say, well, since he had already what himself, I asked him to pass it to me.
Pass it to
him. Okay. Since he had already what, himself?
Oh, after he helped himself, he passed it to someone else.
Okay. Or if you were going to phrase it like this, after he had already